Good morning, afternoon, or evening from wherever you are listening from. Thanks for tuning into our podcast. I'm your host, Abdullah.
And I'm your co-host, Rachel.
Today, we are going to be discussing social justice issues known as racism and violence.
As we know, racism and violence is a worldwide thing that is still an issue today. Even though you can say we live in a modern world now, there are still wars and violence. Also, some people in this world are still known as racist. There are so many YouTube videos that show social experience about racism. Today, we are joined with a special guest here to speak with us about racism and violence and how he has dealt with it, and also how he has helped the majority of color population, Martin Luther King Jr. How are you?
Can we just call you Martin?
I'm great, thank you. How are you? And yes, you may call me Martin.
We're doing great, thank you.
Okay, Martin, we have a few questions to ask you.
Thank you for having me on this podcast of yours. I would love to answer your questions.
First of all, thank you for joining us. We are going to ask you a few questions on racism since you have dealt with it in the past. Do you think anything has changed ever since you became an activist?
Yes, just a little bit. It takes time for everyone to change, but everyone changes at their own pace. Some people stay the same, though, and those people have a really small chance of changing again. Hopefully, there will be a lot of people that would want to put an end to racism.
Second question we have to ask you is, why did you fight for the people even though it didn't have to be you?
The reasons why I fought was because as I was growing up, racism was a big problem that was happening in our past society. I think it was wrong, and I thought if it keeps happening, then the next generation problems will be the same as past generations, which is not right. Nobody was going to fight racism, so that is why I stood up. I wanted to bring an end to racism.
One more question for today. Who was the person who made you religious and made you stand up against violence?
My grandma. She was the one who lit my religious spirit, but before that, I mainly did it because of my sibling competition. It was very natural because my grandma and I had a very special bond, and the one person that inspired me to stand against violence and discrimination was Mahatma Gandhi. He was the one who inspired me greatly with his words and what he stood for.
So you admire Gandhi because he was pretty much the person you inspired to be right now.
Yes, he is the person I admired to be, because if it weren't for him, I would not have been in this position, and I would not be the person I am today and go around in interviews like this one.
That's all the questions we have for you today. Once again, thank you for joining us, Martin.
And once again, thank you for having me.
Well, that is all for our podcast today. Thank you for listening, and have a good day.